As I mentioned earlier, we're heading to Las Vegas for the National Biodiesel Conference. That's going to increase the number of soybean acres needed in North Dakota, as is the increased need for food-grade soybeans. Let's talk about that concept. Scott Sinner, SB&B Foods. You need more soybeans next year. This year.
Yeah. The sales are flying off the shelf, and contracting is going very well. So, yeah, with a lot of the increased input prices, things like that, fertilizer, Roundup prices, I mean, there's a lot of interest in looking at other options for their soybean production. And so, absolutely, give me a call. We're going to be contracting more and more acres, and you can still get a 10% seed discount up until February 1st. So we got a couple more weeks for guys to get some contracts signed and some acres contracted with us.
So January is soon over. That's a good thing, except when February 1st rolls around, your 10% discount is going to be history.
Yeah, and 10% is a pretty nice discount. So you can get some good money off and make that bottom line look even better than it already does.
For sure. All righty. Well, 2021 was a year of supply challenges, and I understand your company had a supply summit just Thursday, Friday last week.
We did. And traditionally, Mick, what we've done, we've always done a grower banquet in each of our locations that we do a lot of contracting in. So, you know, we'll do one in Wisconsin, do one in North Dakota. And a couple of years ago, we hatched the idea of bringing everybody into St. Cloud. And then we did our banquet there. And then we did some meetings on the front side and back side of it. And, you know, last year, unfortunately, we had to cancel that due to COVID. But this year, we did it. We just pulled it off. And I would say it was a pretty big success. You know, we originally were thinking about, you know, talking about weather and markets and all this stuff. And quite frankly, we decided to scrap that plan because, there's a lot of those meetings going on around the countryside, and farmers can have access to that information. So we wanted to do something completely different, and we did. We ended up bringing in an executive coach, out of Ohio. And he flew in and he facilitated the entire 2-day event other than our banquet. And I'll tell you what, the response that we got from our farmers was incredible. It just felt really good to be able to invest in our farmers that are contracting with us to build their leadership skills and just personal development. And it really, really went well, and I couldn't be more excited for the guys that had the opportunity to experience the program.
A master class for food grade soybeans and leadership development. That's pretty cool. Way to go!
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's all of these leadership topics and programs are happening at all levels of business across the U.S., but they're not happening on the farm, and they need to be. Quite frankly, the farmer is just as much a CEO as the guy that's running the bank in town, and so they need to be cognizant of a bunch of these principles and think through some of these topics. And I think it was eye opening for some and refreshing for others and invigorating for everybody. So I think it really came off as a success.
Now, Scott, when it comes to price, food grade soybeans are in a leadership position. When you tack on that premium, there's should be some real interest there.
Yeah, it's really incredible, Mick. I mean, I just keep keep showing farmers, you know, some of the return per acre, and they just can't believe it. You know, these prices that we're contracting are right now are some of our highest contracts we've ever written. And so, you know, the farmers, the benefit of that. And so we encourage you to take a look at it and join this food grade soybean movement and work with SB&B we'll together, we'll keep supplying this market because they keep asking for it.
In the Pacific Rim countries, the food, the, you know, lutefisk might be big here, but natto and other and tofu and other soy food grade food products made from soybeans are not other than soy milk. But it's a total different lifestyle over there.
It is a totally different lifestyle, and quite frankly, Mick, the soy milk and tofu numbers in the U.S. are starting to really rise too. But yes, I mean, overseas, you know, soy is a very large part of their diet. There's a lot of lactose intolerance in the Asian population, and so because of that, there's soy milk and all these other soy foods, and quite frankly, you know, they had access to soybeans a lot cheaper as a protein source than other protein out there, and so, you know, it just became a staple of their diet. And you know, soy milk and natto are leading the charge for this region.
All right, so increased interest, increased need, more food grade soybeans. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Scott, to talk about it?
That's the easy part. Just give me a call, 701-347-4900, or check us out on the web at sb-b.com.
Very good. All right. Now, I want to get back to your supply summit and your leadership conference. You said that a lot of farmers had some great eye-opening kernels of wisdom thrown their way. What did Scott Sinner learn last Thursday and Friday?
Two of the biggest things that I took away is there's really only two things that we can control. Number one is our next choice, and number two is we are 100% control of the person we are becoming. And that's a big thought to think about, but it really was thought provoking for sure.
Excellent. Yeah, that's one of the things that I've learned along the way. Sometimes you can't control what happens to you, but you can control your reaction. You know, how you respond really determines the outcome.
Yep, exactly right.
For sure. All right. Scott Sinner, SB&B Foods, your phone number again to talk food grade soybeans.
Again, that's the easy part, 701-347-4900.
Gotcha. Scott, have a great week. Happy MLK Day, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds great, Mick.
Thank you.